Hello, friends. We are starting a new series today. It's on disciple making, and we have a program that we just started called Each One Equip One that we're going to be talking about a little bit. So before we dig in, we need to ask the question, what is a disciple? What is disciple making? So we have church, but is that all we're supposed to do is just, quote, quote, have church? We have worship services. And yet the most important thing we do is not as good as having church or worship services or growing. Our goal is to make disciples to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, do all things to the glory of God. And this is to begin locally right here in Dallas County, extending to peoples everywhere. We're familiar with the Great Commission where Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples of all nations. And all nations is all people groups. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 tells us that we'll be filled with the Spirit of God and we'll be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So what is a disciple of Jesus? A disciple is one who learns, follows, and obeys Jesus. We learn from Jesus, we follow Jesus, we obey Jesus. And our aim is to understand God's word so that we can apply it. You might think of our head, our heart, our hands, and so understanding God's word is our head. Then to be moved, secondly, a disciple is moved in affections through which we express transparent love for God and for people. That's our heart. And then our hands signify the way we serve. And so a disciple serves the Lord and people in daily life, at home, church, in our local communities around the world. And so just think about how you've served on this day and the things you've done because you love Jesus, because you want to give God the glory. Now, the process of making a disciple is helping people to do this, to understand God's word, to be moved in passion, and to be motivated to serve. And the process of disciple making is developing a life-to-life relationship. And through this relationship, we impact others as we encourage them toward Christ-likeness. Romans 8:29 says, this is God's purpose for us in this life, is to become like Christ. Colossians 1:27 says, we live the life of Christ in us. Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And so the process of being a disciple is becoming more Christ-like. The process of being a disciple maker is helping others to become more Christ-like. We see this in action in several places in Scripture. And there were many people who were disciple makers, but two of the best were Jesus and Paul. So over in Mark chapter 3, verse 14, we find a passage that tells us that after Jesus had prayed, he chose the disciples. And says beginning with verse 13, he went up on a mountainside, called to him those he wanted. They came to him. He appointed 12, designated them apostles, that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach. I especially like to focus in on the fact that they were with him and he sent them out. He gives them a vision, he spends time with them, and then he gives them an assignment to go out and to teach others. He also gave himself as a model to follow. Jesus said, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. So Jesus, think about how he spent time every day for 3 years, hanging out, teaching, eating together, just showing who he was, who he is, and speaking forth God's word, doing miracles, and impacting the apostles who were disciples. Sometimes people think that the only disciples were the original disciples, but what I'm saying today is that biblically speaking, anyone who's a follower of Jesus is a disciple of Jesus. Paul put it this way, He invited others to follow his example as he followed Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 11:1, he says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." In 1 Thessalonians 1:6, he says, "You became imitators of us and of the Lord." So what I want you to note there is that Paul says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." That is, where you see Jesus in me, follow that. Respond to it. Do likewise. One of the ways I like to put it is, everything we do teaches somebody something. The Spirit of God transforms us from the inside out at the very core of who we are, as we're changed to become more like Christ. As Ephesians 4:22 through 24 says, "We put off our old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." So I was thinking a little bit about, as I look back on the ministry that I've done down through the years, one of the aspects that I started doing early on was to disciple people individually. There was Jeff, whom I came to know through playing basketball, and I spent a lot of time with Jeff. He eventually went back to Minnesota and did life and ministry up there. I think of other people that I've spent time with down through the years, but I realized as we've emphasized each one, equip one, that I kind of got away from the one-to-one relationships and started doing discipleship in groups. Now, groups are important, but the fact is that when we meet one-to-one with someone or one-to-two, we can get a lot more in-depth. Because many of us, as we know, we probably won't talk about some things in a group, or we don't have opportunity to bring up things that we're going through in a group setting. And so, like I said, I've done lots of disciple making, especially in groups with the elders down. And they spent a whole year there teaching believers in the church. Then it says this, "And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians." So when we compare the use of the two words Christian and disciple in the New Testament, we find that the word Christian is only used 3 times. Did you hear that? 3 times in the New Testament. But the word disciple, guess how many times it's used? 281 times in the New Testament. We are way more disciples than we are Christians. Now, we need to be both. But my point is that we have this confused in the way we live out following Jesus. Discipleship is this spiritual journey of being a disciple. And as I mentioned earlier, disciple making is that process through which we help others to know Jesus and grow in Jesus. That whole process from conversion to maturity. For example, Acts 14:21 says, "When they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium." And so the word disciple making is used to refer both to the initial beginning of the Christian journey and the continuation. The preaching of the gospel is the beginning of discipleship, but it's not the end of discipleship. There's a man who's written a book and quite a bit on discipleship by the name of Bill Hull. And he says this, he says, "All disciples should be actively involved in finding others who need Christ, and then through the disciples' gifts, opportunities, and faith community, introducing these individuals to the life of following Jesus." So this word disciple making means the whole process of growth, from conversion to baptism and obedience, and to all the ways of following Jesus in the Great Commission. Bill Hull also tells us a little bit about what discipleship is not. He says discipleship is not a program. And this is one of our most common misunderstandings. Making disciples does not mean going through a program. Making disciples means having a relationship with a person. A program focuses on finishing the material, learning the information, developing certain skills, such as giving a testimony or using different methods of Bible study. Now, these skills are certainly valuable, And you will likely learn these skills when you're in a disciple-making process, both as a disciple-maker and one who is receiving training. But making disciples is a relationship process, not a programming process. There are lots and lots of good programs that provide information and skills to help others come to Christ and grow in Christ. But they're just tools of the growth process. They're not discipleship itself. When someone says, "I finished the 2-year study, I've been discipled," they're communicating the false idea that they don't need to continue the process of discipleship. Discipleship continues on. It's not just for beginners. New disciples need basic training. And if you're someone who says, "I need to be discipled," then begin there. But it's a huge mistake to think that we can simply learn the basics, live off that training, get on with life. There are churches around the world filled with people who've learned basic information about being a follower of Jesus, but who no longer study the Bible, don't memorize scripture, don't pray as daily disciplines. This would be like a basketball player who learned the basics of dribbling, passing, shooting, rebounding, and yet he no longer does these things. He just shoots 3-pointers. Now, you might know a basketball player like that, but he wouldn't be a very good basketball player, because it's impossible to continue to play basketball without going over the basics again and again. Even if you're a 3-point specialist, you have to be able to dribble and pass the ball. And so discipleship always continues. Discipleship, disciple making, is not just for people who like to read and study. I think this is one of the big, big issues is we think, well, he or she, they like to dig in, they like to read things. And you should do some reading, at least in your Bible, but you might grow more through actively serving. You need to pray, but you can pray as you serve people. You can pray when you're in a traffic jam or sitting at the airport. You can be just as close to God at whatever level you read or study. You can be praying when you're sick. In fact, you probably do a lot of praying when you're sick. I was sick here a couple days ago, and I prayed for myself, but I was also praying for a pastor I know over in Zambia who has malaria, and for others who are hurting. And so remember that discipleship takes place in all different phases of life. And you can go through reading, reflecting, and you can learn to understand and communicate more about God by studying, but God doesn't leave people out if they haven't done as much study as others. So if you haven't studied as much, you can still be a disciple of Jesus. God meets us where we are, based on the opportunities we've had in life, the tools we have available. Now, I'm not encouraging you to read less. I think you probably need to read more. Or I'm not encouraging you to spend less time in spiritual reflection. Again, we probably need to do more. I'm just telling you, don't get discouraged. Don't feel like, well, I don't do enough. And I don't want you to feel less spiritual or less useful if you don't approach spiritual life from an academic angle. Discipleship is not just for Sunday. Sunday's an important day when we gather for worship, we sing songs, give praise to God, we fellowship, we listen to God's word. But a disciple is an everyday Christian who follows Jesus every day. And Sunday is only one day. Worship is a place to begin and end our week, but there are 6 other days beyond Sunday to also be a disciple. What we're going to do now is we're going to have Pastor Ryan come in, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his book, Dangerous Discipleship, A Practical Guide for Making Disciples. And we're going to talk a little bit more about each one, equip one, and how you can get involved in this process. We are glad to have Ryan Whitson with us today. Say hi, Ryan.
Good to be here. The ministry that we've just launched here at New Hope Church called Each One, Equip One is really designed to change the culture, really, of New Hope Church. And we're excited for the years to come and the future of this ministry, which is really about coming alongside somebody else and equipping them to know how to then make disciples of then somebody else. And so far, I think people have been pretty encouraged. You mentioned a book that we're using. It's really, it's not a program. It's more of just a tool that can help start conversations. Is one I released in 2010 called
There's Lots of Questions.
Dangerous Discipleship. Mm-hmm. And that really came out of my own journey. Originally in ministry, for me, it began with the Navigators in Colorado and spent several years with them. And of course, with the Navigators, they're really big on disciple making and, you know, who are you meeting with and who are you discipling? And so out of that, got my first experiences of having some older men come alongside me and help me to learn what it means to both live as a follower of Christ and how to come alongside others. It was deeply impactful. And fast forward a few years, and the Lord placed me in the local church, which was great. But personally, I felt a struggle, a tension, and I was involved in running programs. I was involved in doing ministry, but I really wasn't seeing disciple making, at least in my context. And so that launched me on this journey of what does it look like to then help in this disciple making process that is generational?
I think that's the great challenge to the church is to have disciple making happen, not just outside the church in specialty organizations, parachurch organizations, but within the church.
That's right. And that's what we're called to be about. So I started this personal quest, and I was an associate pastor at the time, and part of my responsibilities was the student ministry. And so I picked 10 high school kids that were the most committed, the most engaged in the ministry. And I gave them a proposition. I said, listen, would you commit to 1 year with me? 1 year where I want to invest into you and I want to teach you not only about following Jesus, but also about how to, for you then, to disciple someone else. And those 10 high school students said, we're all in. So they jumped in and began. And we spent a year together. That next year, then those 10 high school kids began to one-on-one meet with 10 other kids in the student ministry. Fast forward another year, that third generation that had been discipled, those kids started discipling middle school kids. So you can imagine in the local church where I was serving at, the adults, the parents, they're all looking around saying, what in the world's going on here? We've got 40 plus students involved, not in attending youth group, disciple making, one-on-one, weekly, mentoring, generational impact. And what it did is it lit a fire under the adults in the church. And then we began to see disciple-making relationships take place in that setting as well. Mm. The book comes out of that journey for me to try to determine and learn how do we do this in a way that's accessible, that is doable, repeatable, and provide all the tools, hopefully, that people need for that. So so the book is really just that, just a guide. And but again, I'm very excited about what I'm seeing, because here's the key. If this really does take off, and again, we probably got about 20 or so.
Yeah, we're kind of just getting started.
Yeah.
We have a good start.
Between the men and women, 20 different people meeting with 20 different people. So it's a good start. But could you imagine the culture change and the impact inside the church and outside the church into the community as we begin to see generational impact of people who are being discipled? And then they're going out and they're discipling their kids, they're discipling their spouses, they're discipling friends at work, they're discipling people in church, in their small group. It doesn't matter. It's as God brings these relationships into their lives, that's going to be a powerful, powerful thing. So love this podcast series you're doing. Love what I'm seeing here at New Hope Church, and just excited for how God's going to work.
Amen. We're looking forward to it. And we would love to have any of you involved. You could talk with Tim Canny, Sue Malam. You could talk with myself. You could talk with Pastor Ryan. And we'll get you connected either as a disciple maker or somebody entering into a disciple making relationship and learn how to become a disciple maker.
Absolutely.